You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, thanks for joining us for another Wednesday night episode of the Pump Your Brakes podcast. We got a great show lined up for you because there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in Steeler Nation. Man, that boy Khan just, like the show description said, Khan out there buying the groceries and Tomlin getting ready to cook.
Big cook.
But hey, man, so, you know, it's another Wednesday. I'm here with the fellas, the triple OG, Shannon White. What's up, Shannon?
I got to say, when the show just started, I just got here, been trying to, you know, had to reset the router, been having a little bit of pausing going on the last couple of shows, podcasts I've been doing, and I'm hoping that this will help tonight.
Okay, man, you don't have to dry snitching yourself, man. We want to tell everybody you the reason we came on late.
He dry snitched. That's funny.
Yeah, that's
on,
right.
On himself, Big G.
Straight snitch.
That's a stand-up guy.
Yep. Facts.
Hey, so Shannon, I saw your picture on Facebook today. Your mom, your mother's lovely. Y'all went to breakfast this morning, man?
No, actually, that picture was about 2 weeks ago. Okay. She had, mom is 78. She's always got perms and kept her hair dyed. Mm-hmm. And so in the last 6 months, we told her, you don't need to get perms. Your hair's really pretty. Let it be natural.
Right.
And so she had it had grown out. So she got a cut and style. And she was so happy after she goes, let's go out to Cracker Barrel, get something to eat, and we'll celebrate. So She was so happy. I had to take that picture. I got a couple pictures. And I decided today, I was going to wait to Mother's Day. I'm like, hey, there's never, every day's a good day to celebrate our moms.
Yeah, you can always celebrate moms.
That's right. So she loves to hear from everybody and all the kind words people said. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah, man. When's your mom's birthday?
In January.
So she turned 78 in January.
She just turned 78, yep.
My mom will be 78 in October.
Yep.
Yeah. Big G.
What's cracking, man?
Man, I gotta be like Big G, my little fella, the oxymoron, because you Big G and you the little fella.
Yep.
Yeah, man. What's happening with you, man?
Watching these algorithms. I'm over here on them algorithms. Like Omar Khan is out there in free agency, bro. I'm trying to make sure that them rhythms get to jumping early and often, bro. We got 50 in the chat. We got about 22, 23 rhythms with the likes.
Yeah, we got,
y'all
we
know the drill. Y'all know 70. The drill.
We got 70 in the chat.
It just done went up then. You done refreshed. Yeah. I ain't refreshed. I'm on the rhythms. Like, I'm trying to like pay 68. Attention.
But yeah, no, so everybody in the live chat, my boy, Mr. Wood C, what's happening?
Yep.
Steeler Girl 808, Pittsburgh Toddy. Afton, did I see you posted something in the chat that said you in D.C.?
Yeah, that's what it said.
What's going on with you? You out my neck of the woods.
Yep.
What you doing out this way, Afton?
She probably over there trying to scout out some potential Steelers, dog. She Afton be looking. I have to be paying attention, man. She's trying to scout it out. Yep.
She going, I don't know when it is. She going to Maryland's Pro Day.
Maryland Pro Day. She said her mom's is there too, bro. She said her mom's there too. Yep.
Okay.
She knows if you go to Maryland's Pro Day, you know you're going to see Tomlin.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Tomlin's spot.
Hey, man, Tate, I can't tell. Listen.
You know what?
What me and you talked about backstage, man.
Don't tell him. Just kind of leak it. You know what I mean? Now you leak something.
Hey, man, I know where Omar Khan was this week. For a fact, I know where he was. I know what he was doing, too. I can't tell, but I know where he was at. I know where he was at, and I know what he was doing.
Was he in close proximity to you?
Something sort of like that. I know what he was doing, too.
I know what he was doing. He was signing a bunch of free agents.
No, yeah, he was doing that. He was doing that, but he, man, like, just remember how I told y'all, just stay tuned and all that Justin Fields mess and all people was talking. You don't know what he's talking about. Yeah, it happened just like I said. I'm telling y'all, I know where Khan was at this week. I got some inch high on him. Eyes on him.
Inch high private eye.
Yeah. Eyes.
That's not happening, Big G.
Hey, man, I don't know what's happening.
Big G, you know what? You might be right. I shouldn't even say that about old Khan artists.
I don't know what's happening, but I know Omar Khan is up to something.
He had to do anything. He might flip Russell Wilson and Justin Fields into Patrick Mahomes.
Man, I'm just trying to tell you. I'm trying to listen. All I know is I know he was up to something, doing something. This week, I can't tell all what I know, but I had eyes on him. That's all I'm telling you. And there's some stuff might be cooking, man. If it go down, Tate. Remember, I told you first, Tate. Shannon don't even know.
Yeah,
I'm hurt now.
I'm gonna tell you, Shannon.
I'm hurt now.
I can't say it on air, bro. Listen. You know how like you can't give up your source. You can't tell everything you know.
Okay.
I can't tell on air. But I'm just telling y'all, Omar cooking, man.
I did hear from Big G first, but look, I'm going to tell you this first, Shannon. It ain't happening.
Okay.
What he going to tell you, it ain't happening. No way.
Tate, if it happened what I tell you, are you going to pass out on the show?
If it happened?
Yep.
I ain't going to pass out, but I'm going to be really, really happy. I'm going to be doing the zippity-doo-dah dance.
What you could at least get the vapors. Oh, I got the vapors.
Shannon, I'm gonna start crying live on air. I'm telling you, a tear
that must be big.
I'm gonna start wiping tears from my
eyes. Shannon, that's why it's not happening. It's too big. I can't wait for the show over with now so we can tell you what he's talking about.
Oh my gosh.
Man, I'm telling you.
Now he's done whetted everybody's appetite.
That's all right.
The whole chat wondering.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right. That's all right.
That's wrong, Big G.
Hey, but listen, I did it before. I told him about Justin. They was people, nah. And I said, okay. And then I leaked out a little bit more. And I said, remember I had the episode. I said, I wish I could tell. And I couldn't tell. Well, you see what happened. So I know something else that's done happened too. I'm just being real quiet about it. Real quiet. I done leaked a little information out. Just stay tuned. Because Omar Khan cooking.
You keep leaking like you're leaking right now. You're going to have to get some Depends.
I'm going to start leaking a lot. I'm telling you, if it go down, I'm going to cry on air. I promise you. I'm gonna cry for real.
So if it don't happen, then when we come back, you gotta tell everybody what you was talking about.
Yeah, I'll tell them on the 28th of April. If it don't happen, I'll tell them on the
why the 28th of April.
It's something that's happening, man.
What happened on 28th of April?
That's when everything is. It's the coast is clear. All is clear on 28th of April.
After the draft.
Oh, the draft. I want him to say it, Shannon. I knew what he was talking about.
All clear. All, the coast is clear. The coast is clear. That's all I'm saying. You know? Okay. But I'll tell it afterwards.
All I can think of, Big G, Shannon said after the draft. I'm sitting here thinking you say the 28th, and I know you got connections down there in Columbus.
I got a couple spots. I got eyes.
I'm just guessing there's something around that. But we'll see.
Yeah,
but hey, man, again, shout out to everybody in the live chat. Jeremiah Yoder then joined us.
Hey, man.
Thomas Riley then joined us.
You can't put
67.
You can't put Claude in the make. You can't. Look what Claude said.
What he said.
Look
say,
what
man?
He said. Look. Oh, look what he.
What Claude say?
Man, I got to make me a Matrix sign, bro.
There's what he said.
Get Claude out of here.
Stop. What did he say? Stop giving yourself so much credit because you would have given a second round pick.
But most people would have. Why are you playing, Claude?
I was in on the third at one point, but then the market cooled and you saw Mac Jones going 4-6. You saw Ritter getting put out of there. You saw all them quarterbacks getting put out of there, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Khan just sat back and waited, baby.
Yeah, he sure did.
That's what he do. He shows patience.
Yep.
But so let's talk about what he's been doing the past couple of days, man. They was down to owners meeting.
Yep.
Down in Orlando.
Yep.
We heard from Tomlin this week.
Mm-hmm.
The first Monday, I believe. Yeah, today's just Wednesday. Monday.
Yeah.
I believe we heard from Khan yesterday, the general manager yesterday.
Yep.
Tomlin, when asked about, you know, trading Kenny Pickett,
yep,
he said, you know, they acquired Russell Wilson.
Yep.
He said once they acquired Russell Wilson that Kenny asked for a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
So then the con man immediately went to, sounds like working the phones.
Yep.
You know, call Chicago up. Calling up Ryan Poles. Hey, yep. Poles, what's up, man? I got that 6 for you.
Yeah.
I feel like then we talked to Payne on the Chicago Bear podcast about that. They weren't happy about that.
Yeah. He fleeced him, but you know, that's all. It's okay. That's a done deal.
Oh, yeah, that was fine on homies.
I don't really think it was a fleecing. If you listen to Poles, he said that trading Fields was like the hardest thing he's ever had to do.
Uh-huh.
And he really respects him. And he wanted to put him where he wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And Fields turned down 4 other options and said he wanted to be a Steeler.
Yeah, he did.
And Poles made it happen. So I admire that. I don't think every
the same thing.
Yeah.
I told Big G the same thing last week.
Yeah, I don't think that every transaction – do you got to appease the public or the experts, the talking heads on TV, so they'll give you a good grade? Sometimes you got to do what's right by the player.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what he did. And I admire that, actually.
And that's that's what Joey Sports Guy told us last week. He told us that, you know, Chicago was just trying to put a good face out there for the players.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Very true.
Like, oh, Chicago, you know, might not be a bad place to go. They did right by Justin Fields.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
they remember
week,
if you do them wrong.
Yeah.
This week, Con Man brought in Quez Watkins from the Philadelphia
yep.
Eagles.
Yep. Love him.
Tell me about him, Big G.
Quez Watkins is your prototypical slot. So him and Vance Jefferson sort of play the same position, but they're different. Quez is faster than Vance, right?
Substantially
faster. But Vance is a little bit tougher than Quez, but both of them are tough.
Mm-hmm.
But Quez is going to help special teams as well as offensive production. But the deal is this. Quez, in my opinion, is an upgrade from Calvin Austin. He's an upgrade because he's a polished NFL receiver.
More his proven.
Go look at his route running. Go back and check out your All-22 film and look at what Quez do in the slot. Sometimes I seen him move out to the Y, and I was like, whoa, what is he doing at the Y? Hey, he ran crispy routes, comeback routes, cross routes, fades, deep fades, post corners. Hey, man. Yeah, I like Quez, and I think he's going to be a pro's pro in Pittsburgh, in my opinion.
If you take – if they get a top receiver, you know, in this draft, you know, first, second, or even third round, and you take Pickens and whoever that rookie receiver as your number two, and then you have Jefferson, and then you have Watkins, and then let's say it's because we don't know where – there's going to be something else we're getting ready to talk about. We're not sure what position, but he's can play multiple positions. But if you look at this depth chart, it's better at wide receiver than last year by a large margin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, Quez going to help out a lot, man. I mean, I like him. Yeah. He's a pro's pro. He's definitely going to be on the 53-man roster when they make the cuts. Tate, don't get fined, bro. Don't get fined. Don't get fined. I seen that.
Well,
I told you, I'm not always talking to you. I was talking to my phone to find something out.
Okay, my bad.
Y'all have seen the new kickoff rules.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, now with this new kickoff rules, I didn't watch them last year. I think it was in the AFL.
Yeah.
But a lot of times.
USFL. XFL.
Yeah, XFL. Now it's the USFL, yeah. But a lot of times you have to have two returners. Because, see, they can kick to either side. And if you have two returners, you can set up a return better. And so Watkins could have real value there as that second returner.
Mm-hmm. No. Definitely.
Well,
definitely.
So let's get into the next guy. Mm-hmm. And we jumping out of order a little bit because I was going to come to what's the guy's name? Roy, the defensive lineman.
Yeah, for the Packers, Minnesota.
No, Dean Lowry. Dean Lowry.
Lowry, yes.
Mm-hmm. I hear he's pretty good. He got a lot of starts under his belt.
Absolutely. He's 6'5", 300 pounds. He's a run-stopping defensive end. Yeah. That's exact. And he can spell Cam Hayward for downs and distance to certain plays in the game. Matter of fact, he could play on either side. He could play left D tackle. I mean, DN, he can play right DN and being a fives technique or the six technique on either side, and you're not going to run the ball straight at him. He's going to take two blockers every time. It's going to take two guys to move him out of the way. So definitely, he's a definite fit for the Steelers.
The homie S. Dredden said in the live chat that he is a solid depth guy.
That's the key. That's the key to all these guys he signed here in the last little bit. They are quality depth at positions that it's needed.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's going to be on the 53-man roster. I'm telling you, he's going to be on the 53-man roster. When they do the cuts, he's on the team.
I think it's going to come down to him or Fehoku.
Fehoku will be out of here.
I mean, I just think that they're both similar.
Some beach.
They're both more run stoppers. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, there's a chance they'll both make it since Armon Watts is gone. Mm-hmm. But Larry can play on the outside more, where Fehoku's a nose tackle. Uh-huh. So, but it still could come down to one of them or the other one not making it.
Claude said that Deontay Johnson was better than every receiver we signed. Claude, that's why you be in the matrix. Keep going, Cam.
But he is. You don't think he is?
Listen,
it don't mean he didn't have to go. But he's better than these guys. Your standard plan is to get somebody in the draft that's going to fill in that number two spot.
Well, the problem with DJ is he's very system dependent. He doesn't fit the Steelers system at all, especially Arthur Smith's system. But he never has been a yak yards guy. He falls down before contacts. He runs out of bounds. I mean, he doesn't play like a Steeler wide receiver. I mean, still wide receivers have always been tough, physical. I mean, Tony Brown to jump over you, crawl under you, climb up you. Whereas DJ goes down before you touched him. So I just never could stand to watch you play. To me, DJ is the Devin Bush of wide receivers.
Mm. I don't disagree. No, he made a Pro Bowl, and you know he better than Van Jefferson, better than Quez Watkins, and better than he might not be better than Cordero Patterson.
But that was probably with Big Ben feeding him the ball, and they didn't have nobody else. They had to throw it to him.
And he didn't have nobody else. He had nobody feeding the ball when Big Ben left.
Well, that's true but I'm just saying that the reason he caught so many balls and got so many targets is they had nobody else.
Listen, I'm not saying that the guy was terrible. Don't get me wrong. But this is what I'm saying about Deontay Johnson. Shannon, you are absolutely correct by saying that. And now we're going to date ourselves concerning roster and wide receivers this play for Pittsburgh. I'm talking about all the way back to the Jeff Graham days. Let's go. We can even go further back if we need to. Mm-hmm. But there's a certain caliber or
I saw somebody, it was because it was on the Steeler page, fan page, whatever. One of them Steeler group's birthday. I forgot about it, man. Y'all remember the dude, Weegee Thompson?
I remember Weegee Thompson. Absolutely.
6'6", the mad stork.
Yeah, I had forgot about him. So I said, I remember old Weegee.
Yeah. But the Steelers, man, has had a certain cut as far as wide receiver. Now, I remember a kid that was super talented that Pittsburgh drafted, and he never panned out because he was a character issue. The kid's name was Lima Sweet out of the University of Texas. Deontay Johnson reminded me a lot of Lima Sweet. It's the way he carried himself, his character, how he whined and cried. He didn't get the ball. They got him up out of there. So I'm not dogging Deontay. I'm just saying that it's obvious. I mean, they publicly said that the reason they moved on from him was because his influence on George Pickens. So that's something. Something's wrong. If you're the elder statesman and they want to run you out of town because they don't want you to influence the kid who's got more talent than you, that's Lima Sweet's type stuff. And I mean, we had problem receivers. Martavius Bryant was a problem off the field, had personal issues. Santonio Holmes, a problem off the field, had personal issues. But they was cut a certain kind of way. Deontay Johnson was not cut that way.
Hey, Big G, and Shannon, I'm not disputing any of that. He needed to go. Mm. It was said, you got to go on Claude because he said that DJ was better than all the receivers we signed. And he was. George Pickens and Austin was the only receivers we had. We had to sign somebody. I think they're good additions, but they're not a better receiver. They're going to draft the receiver because DJ is gone. They didn't get one of these dudes to replace what DJ's production was.
I don't doubt that. I agree with you.
One more observation. Lima Swede, his hands, he had Ike Taylor hands.
Sure did.
I mean, that dude couldn't catch a cold. So, I mean, DJ at least held on the ball a little bit better the last couple of years.
DJ can't run a go route.
Did nothing with it when he caught it.
Yeah, DJ can't run a go route.
Yeah.
As Dresden took it back to Lewis Lips, Yancey Thigpen, Andre Hastings, Ernie Mills.
Yeah.
Well, they could have done a great ones.
Oh, they all cut the same. Yeah. They all cut the same.
DJ wasn't cut like
that. Yeah, he wasn't cut like that. No, he never was from the beginning. He wasn't cut like that.
I'm not here as DJ's defense attorney. I just know he's better than Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins. That's all I'm saying.
We ain't arguing that.
Hey, so real quick, we're going to take a quick break real quick. If you're watching on YouTube, stay with us. If you're listening on one of the audio platforms, we got to hear a few words from our partners, and we'll be right back after this.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And we're back on the Pump Your Brakes podcast with the triple OG homie Shannon White and the little fellow, the oxymoron Big G, just here talking Steeler talk. So we basically went over some of Omar Khan's signings for the week: Quez Watkins, Dean Lowry. Oh, we didn't really talk about Cordero Patterson.
What or you guys think Kyle about Allen.
That? Or who?
Kyle Allen.
Oh, yeah, the backup quarterback. Yeah. So, go ahead. Well, Shannon, pick one. Who you want to take, Cordell or Kyle?
I want to talk about Cordell.
Go ahead.
And the reason why is 2 years ago at our old stomping grounds, I wrote an article about how the Steelers should sign Cordell Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
And because they needed help at running back, wide receiver, kick return. And I said he was perfect, and he's a great human being.
Yep.
Go YouTube and just look him up.
Yep.
And see some things that he's done, just a spur of the moment for fans, quality individual on and off the field, quality player. He can run the ball, you know, and a lot of that outside zone runs, get you a little extra speed in there, out of the backfield, can catch the ball, can line up outside and play wide receiver, and he's one of the best kick returners in NFL history. So I think that is a quality depth signing on a team that needs some numbers there on the depth chart. He's going to fill a lot of roles. And it was, and you know, he's past his prime, but he could be one of them guys that could have a breakout season towards the end of his career in Pittsburgh.
He's going to be on the 53-man roster.
Yeah.
Shannon, what have you been saying all the time? The Steelers roster is not, it needs a rebuild.
Yeah.
That's what Khan's doing.
Level yet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Khan is building us, contender level roster right now.
Definitely.
That's what
he's
doing. Mm-hmm. He's at every position. At every position, he's getting us quality players and depth. And that's what you're going to need to make a run. You're going to need that in the new NFL. You're going to need depth and quality players. And that's exactly what Omar's doing. Exactly what he's doing.
And he's hard to tackle.
Yes.
Patterson is as it runs hard. Now you're going to have Harris, who, if you've seen the video, he's cut weight. He looks real fit.
Yep.
Find him! Find him!
Where he talked. I was watching the algorithms.
He's still muted.
Where the fine sign at, man? Oh, there you go.
I double clicked the mute. But no, I did see the Najee video. He did cut weight. He looked good.
He did, yeah.
I think that's going to be a factor.
You got Harris, you got Warren, and now you're going to have Patterson? Hey, good luck tackling him, especially if you can't hip drop.
You're going to need all of them. Listen, it's a long season, man. It's a long season.
The thing I think is, we all know Coach Mike likes positional flexibility, right?
Exactly. Yep,
absolutely. Chess pieces.
So with Cordero Patterson, you probably get the number five receiver and number three running back.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
With Connor Hayward, you get the number three tight end and number four running back.
Yep. And the number one H-back.
Exactly.
Yeah, if they go with that. Yeah.
You're filling multiple positions with two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is why, depending on what they do in the draft, I'm real big on thinking Pat P gonna come back too.
They're talking, they said they might bring him back. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm saying.
Well, and look, you got Eric Rowe. He says he only wants to play for Pittsburgh, and he was really effective at the end of last season.
He was.
And that would be a cheap backup safety.
I think they get a nice mix of veterans and young guys. And if Omar hit on this draft class like he did the last one, man, we now we cooking with him.
Yep.
We the fans.
Tate, I think we out the quarterback market, though. I think we out. I don't think they draft one.
Man, you seen that clip I sent you of Joe Milton play pro day?
Oh, he's a beast now. But his Joe Milton has the physical ability or physical tools. But the difference in Joe Milton is that his combine tape and all that stuff don't match what you see on the field. Maybe it was the style of offense that he ran at Tennessee, because the receivers, they ran four wide and the receivers were outside the hash marks every time. So maybe that's why. Maybe in a pro style offense, he looks different. But as far as actual physical tools, Joe Milton is a monster.
And that's all I'm suggesting is a 6th round pick if he's there.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be there though. 6'5", 245, 445, 40. Cut it out, man. Cut it out.
Actual physical tools. He's probably the biggest, strongest, and probably fastest quarterback in this draft. There's no doubt about it. But
somebody's gonna overdraft him and throw a fourth at him. You watch.
Yeah, I agree with you, Shannon.
Probably.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But hey, so been a lot of talk on the national media, man. If you watch any of them shows, you know, Get Up, Stephen Smith. What's the show with Mike Greenberg in the morning?
Good Morning Football is on NFL channel. It's Get Up. It's Get Up. It's with Greenberg and them.
That is Get Up. What's the Stephen Smith show? The Stephen A. Smith show.
First Take.
Yeah, Get Up is Greenberg.
It's Smith and that other real loud guy, Mad Dog or whatever his name is.
Yeah, that's First Take.
Yeah.
Then you got the guys on the Fox Sports Channel, the Carton Show.
Yeah.
You got Undisputed with Skip and Colin Coward, and you know, I kind of flip through these things over the course of a day. I see a little bit of everything, but a lot of them are leading with, you know, first or second block of the show.
Yeah.
Talk about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Yeah.
So it's like, so Coach Tomlin's also said at the owners' meetings, he really likes Russ. He, you know, when they sat down and had the meeting, had the talk, when the Broncos allowed him to speak to other teams.
Yep.
That it was just a connection there to where they see football the same, right? And we knew that. And he said Russ has been there, done that before.
Yep. Pro's pro. Russ is a pro's pro. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it.
I don't know why my Siri keep coming on. But he said Russ been there, done that before, right? Mm-hmm. He said he's been the face of a franchise. He knows how to lead the team. I think that's what our offense was really missing last year.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It was missing leadership. I'm not so sure how it went down. I mean, Najee Harris or somebody else was a captain the year before. Mitch. And then this year, Kenny was a captain by himself. But I don't know how all this went down, if that seems very captain-like. I don't know. So what I'm saying is it seems like the offense lacked true leadership. Mm-hmm. I think Tomlin's looking for Russ to bring that part of it.
Yep.
With the experience and stuff. But he also said, so that's what it is right now in March. Because, you know, you need that in the offseason. Somebody to conduct business, get guys together and all that kind of stuff. But he said when training camp starts, Justin Fields will get an opportunity to compete.
Absolutely.
Has to.
Yeah, absolutely. He's going to play. Well, listen, I'm telling you, we already done said it. He's going to play. Mm-hmm. He's going to play. I'm not saying 51% of the downs, but there's going to be packages for him. Russell, he's going to play. He's inside the 30, inside the 40. But I've been saying all along, he's slash 2.0. Y'all going to see. Taysom Hill packages and all whatever else is going to be all in. He's still, even after all of these signings, he's still the best athlete on the roster right now.
Big
he's
G, the best athlete. I agree with you as the slash part, but he's not going to be playing running routes. That part he's not going to do.
You want to bet some corner time on it, Shannon?
I don't see him running routes. I really don't.
You want?
I think they're going to use him in specific packages and get him out there, but I don't see him running routes.
Over under three passes caught for the season. I'll bet you corner time on it. What you want?
I'll say under.
15 minutes corner time. 15 minutes. Now the bet is dead if Russie gets hurt. And he's got to go in full-time quarterback, the bet's dead. But over under, so you say under, he's going to catch less than three passes. Okay.
I think the question got to be, man, what happens, right? So I watched Take It or Leave It, a podcast, I don't know. Brandon Marshall was on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brandon Marshall from Pittsburgh. You know, Brandon Marshall and Russ's boys.
Yep.
And he said a lot of things that kind of enlightened me, right? I mean, like the whole thing about players not liking Russ, right?
Uh-huh.
He said that That's because, yeah, you know, Russell, he said, how he says, Russell's my friend. And, you know, Russell is different. If you, you know, you're in a locker room, guys talking about going to the club or what girls they got with and all that kind of stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. Russ ain't on that, man.
He ain't doing that.
Russ is a man of Christ. Russ got a wife and a family. So he don't partake in that. So which may seem like he's standoffish in the locker room. He just don't deal in that. If it's guys that want to get a prayer group together, I bet Russ be all in that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he has. Yes.
And I'm paraphrasing what Brandon Marshall said, right? He also said when they knock him about having his own office, Brandon Marshall, I've been around a while. He said in. When Brett Favre went to the Jets, he had his own office.
Sure did.
He said
Kenny Pickett had his own office.
Sure did.
Yeah, that he shared with
him. Sure did. Yeah. Sure did.
What he was basically saying is, you know, the guys on football teams, some guys just take it the wrong way. He said, but quarterbacks are different. All quarterbacks are different. The quarterback do they say that a receiver or a linebacker is the face of the franchise? No.
No.
Your quarterback is the face of the franchise.
Yep.
So they do get treated a little different. Go ahead, Shannon.
I just wanted to say, and towards the second half of Big Ben's career, exact same thing.
He calmed down.
He was a Christian. He didn't go out and do a lot of things afterwards with the guys. It wasn't that he wasn't good to them. It just they were a different age than him. He didn't have a lot in common. Russ Wilson's going through the same thing. And he is a guy, as we know, that because of his faith and all, he doesn't – they said that he wasn't black enough at the end in Seattle because of the way he talks, his language and his mannerisms. And some of the younger guys, you know, couldn't relate to him. I'm not blaming them. I'm not blaming him. But, you know, I was concerned about his chemistry in the locker room. But as you say, we're hearing more and more now why that was. And it makes total sense. It's hard for somebody our age to hang out with somebody in their 20s because we don't have a lot in common.
man, check this out. I've been married. I've been with the same woman 26 years, going on 27 years. I love my wife. My wife is beautiful. But if Sierra was my life, my wife, I wouldn't care what none of them dudes was talking about. I'm going to the crib because Sierra's in the crib. Night. Man, I'm like, I holler at y'all early and often. Practice is over. Where you going? The crib? I'm not going nowhere else. And I love my wife to death, but Sierra is a beautiful woman, man. What are you talking about? No, I'm going to go hang out with y'all knuckleheads, and we're going to go to the strip club and all that other thing, please. To the crib. To the crib.
Seen them all right day now at work, and now you go hang out with them some more.
Right now, I'm going to the crib. I'm not fooling with y'all. I got that at the crib. Man, please.
He even, Brandon Marshall again, gave up a little bit about, there was some, and he said that like DK Metcalf loved Russ.
Yeah.
He said there's talk about Marshawn said something on somebody's podcast about, you know, he tried to call Russ, Russ didn't answer, and Russ called him back from a private number, something like that, and it became a thing. And And Russ told Brandon Marshall that, oh, man, just, you know, he said in a funny way, he told me, he said, man, and it sounds right. He said Marshawn was on that Hennessy. Like, because that's what Marshawn do.
That's facts.
You know what I mean?
That's big facts. That's and big
then,
facts.
And then he said it's going to be coming out maybe on his podcast. Russ finally opened up and talked about that loss in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
like that was a fracture. That a lot of them never got over that team.
Yeah,
so a lot of the head button and stuff like that comes from that.
But that wasn't on Russ. That was on the OC.
That's called a terrible play. Call. Terrible
the
call.
The OC called the play
because Beast Mode ran it all the way.
That was a terrible call.
Exactly. Russ ran with the OC call, bro. He's an audible.
I bet if it was the same situation, Arthur Smith called that, I bet Russ say, I'm changing the play.
Now, because he's a Wiley O veteran. You know
right.
Man, are you crazy? We done get this dude that ran us all the way down here. It's first and whatever at the three. Najee getting the ball. I don't care what you say.
Ben would have changed that call.
Russ would have. Yeah, Ben would have drew something in the dirt. Like, no,
sure
would have. Great dude.
Called timeout, ran over there talking about, hey, bro, I don't care what you talking about, dude. We about to run this bad, baby.
Russ Obenstein, thanks for the comment, man. You know what, man? You are exactly right. Russ was raised in an educated home where his dad was a lawyer. I think his mom was like a teacher or something.
I think a teacher.
So, you know, he kind of just was brought up that way. He's only being himself, but it don't mean you're not black because you talk educated or you talk like, you know, you're intelligent.
Yeah.
You know, but it makes it harder to relate.
To the younger people raised
like that. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. But Russ shouldn't have to dumb himself down. Them guys just need to get on board. That's just how
exactly.
he is.
Exactly.
You know, right. We also, you know, in theory, the best way is to accept everybody where they at, right?
Big facts.
We all accept each other where we at. You know what I mean? Yep. Mm. I mean, I'm a big mouth sometimes. I say stuff. G been dealing with me for 40 years. But man, he knows that's how I am. He get mad at me sometimes.
Yeah. We get mad at each other. We do. We sometimes stay mad at each other. Be like, I ain't talking to him. And then about 2 weeks later, be like, man, just let it go, man. We done moved on, man. We both been guilty of it.
But that's how family is. That's how brothers do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just when you're that familiar and you care about somebody, it happens like that.
But that's just because that's how we were raised. Yeah. Because Kevin's mom is super intelligent, super duper intelligent. All his siblings are super intelligent. I'm like, all my siblings are super, super smart, you know? So I got some intelligence about me too, man. So, you know, we were raised like that. We wouldn't talk to Chuck, all that jive mess. Matter of fact, our parents and stuff used to get on us when we did that stuff. Yes. They'd be like, I remember Aunt Sandy reaming me one time for saying something stupid. Well, you know, and I was like, come on, man. You know,
I would always say something like, I know I would say one of the things she'd always, every time, still to this day, she could, if I say, don't got.
Tear it up. Say that. What did you say? You
know, right.
Yeah. But and y'all know my wife's super smart. She PhD. Oh, yeah. I really can't talk that mess around my wife. You know, please. Yeah. She'll be like, what? What are you saying?
Your wife
you know,
is a come doctor. On, man.
Yeah, doctor. Come on, man.
Yeah, man. But back to the quarterback room. So let me lay this scenario out there. Then we're gonna jump off this real quick. Russ starts the season.
Yep.
If the Steelers say are 7-3 after 10 games.
Yep.
Do Fields get any time, or do you just keep rolling with Russ?
He gonna be
QB one time. QB one time.
No. No. No, not a 7-3. No, not unless an injury.
I think if there's a change, it would be earlier.
Uh-huh.
Let's say they're 2-2 and they're not quite hitting on everything and Fields is looking really good in practice. I could see it then. But if they're 10 games in and they're 7-3 and in a fight for contending, I don't see Tomlin making a move right there. Mm-mm.
No, no change.
So Tomlin, from his presser at the owners meeting, he says a lot of meat on that Fields bone.
He's raw. I mean, I hate to say that.
So I guess my overarching question to both y'all is: if Russ have a good season, Steelers go 12-5, win a playoff game in the wild card, make the divisional round. Mm. So what happens next year? They both are not in the contract. What happens next year is my question.
You want me to go?
Go ahead, Shannon.
Yeah.
I roll if Fields, you know, in his limited playing time in a series here and a specialty package there, if he's very, very effective and the Steelers are 12-5, then the rebuild is way ahead of schedule.
Facts.
And to me, that would mean that Fields – they've seen enough of him through the season, and he is going to be 26, a full decade younger than Rush. You're going to have to pay somebody next year. And I would pay the younger player. I'd go with Fields if it's close at all.
So, Shannon, I ride with that, but this is my thinking. It depends on what happens in the playoffs. They get one or two playoff wins. Russell be back, and Russell sign a discount again because he's getting big bread from somewhere else.
He'd want at least 20-some.
But not next year. He's not getting paid nothing from Denver next year. I found that out.
I bet you Russell take another discount.
And he might take 30, but it would only be a 1 or 2 year deal.
Yep. And I look for Pittsburgh to sign Justin to a 3-year extension. And I know he'll take it. Because if something happens to Russ.
How about Phil just don't want to keep sitting?
Bro, Justin will take a 3-year extension.
For how much?
$60 million. $65
million. So
they're going to have $50 million in their quarterback position?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? That's cheap. The Dallas Cowboys owe Dak Prescott $60 million this year. That's for one season.
It's like having one quarterback if they both would agree to that.
Yeah, it depends on the success. Justin needs Russy Tate. He needs him.
I don't disagree.
I agree with that. I agree.
He needs him.
It can only help.
Russy's going to show Justin. Knowing the history I know about Justin, when Justin left Georgia and came to Ohio State, he had to be the man right away. He had to deal with COVID and all whatever else. When he came to the NFL, he actually went backwards because he went to a trash team that had three coaches, multiple different OCs. He didn't learn anything about the NFL. Now it's like you're almost getting a rookie or a second-year player that's going to be acclimated with a veteran sitting behind him.
Options coming up.
Yeah, but they're going to get him bread, bro. To trust. Justin ain't going nowhere. Justin is our quarterback. We're not going to be looking in the draft for 2, 3, 4 seasons. For all the Steelers fans that don't like it, Justin Fields is our quarterback. We're not going to go get another one. Maybe a late rookie round, something like that.
We're not going to
get another one.
Steeler girl asked that question. Why would you pay Fields if you haven't seen him, tried him on yet?
Because what Mike Tomlin said, there's a lot of meat on them bones. Mike Tomlin wanted to draft him when he came out.
We're going to see a lot of Fields this year. Yeah. I mean, it won't be as a starter maybe, but we're still going to see a lot of him. They're going to find out what they got.
I agree. Big G, I think Red's messing with you, man.
Red's going in the Matrix with Claude. He's going to be spending the night.
No, hey, a lot of them national TV shows are saying that.
Red's going to be spending the night with Claude.
That Dak headed to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, said that they're not giving him – an extension or something.
Yeah, I know that, but that don't mean he had to Pittsburgh. I know that part
of it. No, but I mean, they're saying that's where he would go would be Pittsburgh. I don't know where they came up with that.
Yeah, Pittsburgh ain't going to pay him no $50 million for
Dak Gary be out of the league, but that's a whole nother conversation. I ain't spending no time about Dak. He going to be where am I get my sign? Y'all making me spend time with Dak. I don't even spend it. Get it out there. Get him out. Don't even try to bring him up on a Steelers-centric show.
I agree with S. Dresden. But, yeah. Hey, real quick, we're going to take one more quick break. And we're going to come back. What we're going to do, we're going to take about 3 minutes each to tell if we were as Omar Khan or thinking for Omar Khan, what we would do next for the Steelers. The Steelers are trying to forge a new history. It's been about what? It's been about 15 years. We got a bowl, right?
Yep. 2011.
2010.
Last time we was at 2010. Yeah, 2010 in the bowl. Long time.
I mean, so after this break, we're going to come back and each give our, thought. It's like a thought game here as far as GM thought games, what we'll call it. Because like I said, the Steelers are forging a new history, man. We got to start winning bowls again and being not just winning and making the playoffs, not having a losing season, that's great. We ain't having had a losing season in 20 years. That's really good.
Yeah.
But it's time, like G says and Coach Tomlin says, some meat on that bone. It's time to start put some meat on these playoff bones.
Big facts.
You know what I mean? So if you watching on YouTube, stay with us. We got about 15, 17 minutes left. If you listen on audio, we have to hear a few words from our partners, and we'll be right back after this. And we're back on the Pump Your Brakes podcast.
And I was like, what did I do? I got hit with the algorithm. Damn, I was like, damn, I put up the algorithm sign. I got hit with the stopping. Whoa.
Yeah, that was just because we the Pump Your Brakes podcast. I mean, I got to slam on the brakes at least once, right?
I seen it, though, man. I was like, what happened?
Is it Matrix time for Claude?
Claude been in the Matrix, dog. I don't even why you keep going over there and opening up the doors and the windows.
But Claude, why did Kenny run out? And that's what I was going to say. Last thing I was going to say on the quarterbacks. Russ's floor is higher right now, which is why he should start. He should leave. The team should play. But Justin Fields' ceiling is higher right now, where they both are right now.
Yeah, facts. Big facts.
We were talking about 26-year-old Fields and 26-year-old Russ.
Yep.
Then Russ would be getting big money right now.
Big bread. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so we're going to do our GM thought exercise. Mm-hmm. So I guess what to do is any other free agents you want to sign, mm-hmm. two draft picks, mm-hmm. and any other move you might want to see made. Like, do you want to see Broderick Jones go to left tackle right now? Mm-hmm. Do you want to see Minka playing more ball hawking free safety? I mean, in anything you want to see different, just say what that is. So which one of us want to go first?
I'll wait. Yeah. You never get to go first. You go first.
Well, I was saying I was. I know you and Shannon are going to be like, you go first. So I'll go first.
Yeah.
But nah, man. So I think Omar Khan has done a fabulous job, mm-hmm. right? What I don't want to do now, and I don't think he will now since the moves he's made the past couple of days, I don't want to trade for Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
I don't want to give up a second-round pick and have to pay a guy $25 million. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather go to the draft, get my guy. So as far as free agency, I'm going to maybe bring in, what's his name, Donald Smith.
Okay.
The left tackle from Tampa.
Okay. I like that.
Or Bartiari, the tackle from Green Bay.
Okay.
You know, give us one more year, move Dan Moore to the bench as the swing tackle. Broderick Jones will still be on the right. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the receiver in the first round. Mm. Hopefully, because you know that they need it now, man. I mean, you know, I think the value is big. I can get a solid nickel corner. That's what they really need, a solid nickel corner in the third round. So give me my receiver in the first. I think I'm probably looking at either Thomas from LSU or Mitchell from Texas. So we need an outside guy. We got several inside guys now with Calvin Austin, with Quez Watkins. They're going to move Cordero Patterson everywhere. Mm-hmm. And Van Jefferson, an old veteran who's probably what we say position flexible, right?
Yep.
So I'm getting one of those guys in the first round, a receiver. In the second round, even if I got to move up by putting one of my thirds out there to somebody, I got to come up and get Zach Frazier. Yep. I need that center that can start day one. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as OTA start, training camp start, he's the guy. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get cool with Siamalu and James Daniels and just be a part of that line from day one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you're going to be the guy. Somebody said stay away from Mitchell.
Blue Gold says stay away from Mitchell.
Yeah, I'm more on the trench. Stay away from what's the other guy name from Texas?
Xavier Worthy.
Worthy. That's what I'm staying away from. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, as far as schematic changes, not too many. You know, Big G, I like to see a lot of 12 personnel. I like to see Darnell Washington get involved more on the field more. If he's on the field more, he'll be involved in whatever little passing game there is more, right?
Oh yeah. 12 gonna be big this year. Facts.
Yeah, so you know, I mean, and maybe draft a linebacker with that other third round pick. Mm-hmm. I like Jeremiah Trotter if he falls. I like Colson from Michigan. I just think you get a guy in there to learn under Landon Roberts for the next year or so. Mm-hmm. And then pair this guy with Patrick Queen in that middle set.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my quick ideas for the Steelers, what Khan can do moving forward, what I would do. So that's it for me. Now, which one of you guys want to go?
Go ahead, Shannon.
I'll go next. I know Big G likes to go last.
Yeah, I do. Big facts.
For me, free agency's pretty much dried up. There's these under-the-radar guys, like Khan signed this week, Watkins, Patterson, Larry. I'm happy with these guys. But what they do with the rest of free agency is going to determine the draft. I wouldn't mind to see him go after Becton.
I've always liked him, Shane.
Yeah,
and put him a cheap free agent.
Yeah, and put him at right tackle, and move Broderick Jones back to left, and then you don't have to worry about that tackle. You can maybe get one later in the draft, because there's some guys in the third round even that I think could be, you know. But I'm like you, I think they're going to have to trade one of the third round guys to get up higher in the second round to get Frazier. Because of the first round, it looks like one of these big-time guys is going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
So you either trade back. Now, if somebody comes and says, hey, would you move back to 24, 27? I think you got to consider it. And where you can still get Jackson Powers Johnson or Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
If not,
Shannon, in your scenario right there, so you trade back to 27 – and Jackson Powers Johnson is going, right? Somebody between that 20 and 27 taken.
Yeah.
Then do you potentially trade back again and then get Frazier like early 30s?
I'd be scared to
mess with it. Okay.
Yeah, because if you don't get Powers Johnson, you better get Frazier. The only other guy that I would feel comfortable with is Cedric Van Praan. So you want one of them three dudes.
Mm-hmm.
As a plug and play guy this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's some other guys, but it might take half the season to get them up. BB, Barton's going to be a first round guy.
Mm-hmm.
There is a few guys, but, if a guy like Mitchell somehow falls to 20, I mean, that would be hard to pass up. You got Wiggins. There's some corners there that's going to fall. Mm-hmm. There's so many receivers. You could actually wait to the second and maybe get Keon Coleman, Malachi Corley. Who's the kid from Florida?
Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall. Ricky Pearsall.
McConkey.
He's a beast from Georgia.
That's
He's
what
a
I'm
beast.
Saying, man. This is such a deep group. But you know you got to get a center. You got to get a receiver and a cornerback. Especially a slot guy or a guy like Melvin, we've talked about. Milton, the corner from Rutgers. There's just many guys right there that they could really help and could play immediately.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, so
I don't disagree. Any schematic changes you want to see, Shannon?
Well, obviously move. I think Broderick Jones needs to be back on the left side.
Okay.
And we got to change the center position. And I think they've addressed a lot of other positions, besides getting a real upgrade on the defensive line. So as of right now, that's it.
Yeah.
Big G, after say Rome, what you got to do to get Rome Odusier?
Go in the top 10.
You got to move on.
You got to go in the top 10. That's the only way you're going to get wrong. He's not going to be there. He's not going to be there past 10. He's gone. The Jets won't pass on him. There's no way. They'll pair him with Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams
I've heard today the Jets need to be smart and not try stop getting eye candy and get them a lineman, because both the linemen they got are old linemen. They're injured.
They're either going to draft Blake Bowers or they're going to draft Rome. Blake Bowers or Rome. But – I don't care because Aaron Rodgers washed anyway. So I'm talking about the Steelers, man.
BG, give us your thought exercise in general management.
Well, I just want the live chat to know something. And the guys I do the podcast with. Remember, we said Patrick Queen, and I said in an ideal situation, where he at? Remember, I said Justin Fields in an ideal situation, where he at? Remember, Tate Boy Fresh said Russell Wilson in an ideal situation, where he at? So we think like the con man. The con man think like us. These are moves that we said. There's certain guys that fit the criteria. Remember, Shannon said we got to do everything we got to do to build up this 53-man roster. That's what we're doing, right? So we on the same page with him. Now, this is the deal.
So wait, so Big G, you saying everybody get their best information from the Pump Your Brakes podcast?
Maybe something sort of like that, bro. Maybe something sort of like that. Right. So maybe something sort of like that. But it ain't by accident that a lot of G-Stradama stuff go down. That ain't by accident.
They're always listening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this is the deal. Khan did an outstanding job with last year's draft. This year, he's got to take a Detroit Lions approach in the draft. Khan has got to set his board with Mike Tomlin and say, this is what we're going to do. And we're not deviating away from it regardless
I'm sorry, BJ. I meant to say that, man. I meant to tee you up. What kind of chicken you eat, man? Popeyes, KFC, churches? What's your
churches,
favorite?
Big churches.
Big churches. Well, I say that because you told me the other day, must have been Monday, you told me we two pieces away. You said we just needed two piece.
We need a two piece.
Talking chicken, but tell us the two pieces that we need, Big G.
The two pieces, the offensive line. The two pieces, the offensive line. We have two pieces that we need in the offensive line. We need another wide receiver. That's true. But the depth in this wide receiver class is ridiculous. Mm. So we can get a number two guy easily anywhere. And that's why he has to set the board and stick with the board. Based on his evaluation of the things that I'm hearing concerning the center, I don't think they're actually interested in Jackson Powers Johnson, but I think they're extremely interested in both Zach Frazier, BB, and Van Pran. So that's, in my mind, that's saying, okay, second round and down. That's where you're going to get one of those guys. So the question is, what do you do with the first round pick? And that's why you got to identify who the guy you want and go get him. Whoever it is, I don't care if you identify, okay, I want a wide receiver, you identify the guy you got and go get him. If you identify you want an offensive tackle, I'm very high on the offensive tackle from Oregon State. I think, how do you say his name?
Fiago. Yeah, that guy's a beast.
If Fiago falls past 12, trade up to go get him. Because that guy's going to come in and start day one, and he's nasty. He's going to start at right tackle, and he's going to be nasty. And you're not going to have to worry about all of this mess. So you got to take a Detroit Lions approach to the draft as a GM and say, this is my board, and I don't care. Yep. I know what positions are need. So the two-piece is the two offensive linemen. Now, from a depth standpoint, depending on which way you trade, because I'm saying it and I'm putting it on record, there's no way we're staying at 20. We're either going up or we're going back. There's no way. That's too hot ticket of an item, especially when you see certain players fall. Quarterbacks are going to fall. A couple of them offensive linemen is going to fall. Maybe not one we want. Defensive players are going to fall like crazy because it's going to be so offensive heavy with the first 12 to 15 picks. So either we trade up or we trade back.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you stick to your guns with your draft board. I think that Omar Khan and the Pittsburgh Steelers brass, along with Coach Tomlin, have an opportunity with these picks that we have remaining to complete the 53-man roster. But I got a free agent that I want. If they make a decision that they are going to go with a guy like BB, I want the center Williams from Miami first. I want a proven starter first. Bring BB along slowly if they make that decision. I would prefer Zach Frazier. I would prefer him. But if they make the decision that they're going to go with a guy later on in the draft at the center position, don't use that draft capital unless you go get a proven starter who can start at center. So I like Williams, the guy from Miami. Even though he's had injury issues, I like him.
But he's... With his knee injury, he's probably going to miss the beginning of the season.
Yeah, maybe. So You got to do something with the with that position, but you have to solidify. The only really positions is left with the two pieces, the two offensive linemen, a wide receiver, and we need another. And it depends on what's going to go on with Rush and Baby Boy from Purdue. If those two kids are ready to go, then maybe you need one more DB, but you might have all the pieces you need. And well, I think we're close to contention.
They got hopes for Corey Trice, mm-hmm. Darius Rush, mm-hmm. and the other guy, Luke mm-hmm. Barku.
Yep. And Baby Boy from Purdue.
I said Corey Trice. Trice.
Yeah, Corey Trice. Yeah.
So they got young, all under. Well, what? Trice was a rookie last year, but I think he's like 23.
Yep.
Rush was also a rookie.
He was a rookie. Yep. He's young.
Yeah.
And Luke Barku played for Jacksonville for like a year. Then he went to the UFL, and then Steelers brought him back on the futures contract.
He's 26, 27.
Yeah, he's there. So they got some young pieces, man. I think they want to get the campus sorted out. So I'm not – unless they can get somebody like Mitchell or Terrion Arnold, then I think they get cornered in that first round. If it's one of those guys. Mm-hmm. If it's not, then they jump on, and I think they go – because I feel like they can deal with Dan Moore for one more year if they drafted a corner.
Yes.
Both the guys want are going. Yeah, but they can. I can deal with Dan Moore, but I could leave.
I can't alone. Deal with Dan Moore again.
Shannon says, stop it, Tate. Stop it.
I can't deal with it. I can't. Hey,
Shannon, you're gonna be on Levi Wallace train like I was with Dan Moore if he starts. You're gonna be
telling you, I'm gonna say it all year. He's trash.
Hey, you're going to say bench. Bench.
We are a little over time, so we're going to get on out of here. But I want to just thank everybody for joining us for this Wednesday night. And every Wednesday, not just this Wednesday, every Wednesday, man. You know how much we appreciate our live chat, man. That's why we always interacting with you guys and, you know, putting people in the matrix and stuff like that, because we love the interaction. And you guys make every Wednesday night fun.
Big facts.
But yeah, so Shannon, real quick, man, what's the next article about?
It'll be posted tomorrow at 11 o'clock. It's quick observations about player evaluations. And it's a little bit tongue in cheek about how everybody I meet is a connoisseur of film study. They are all the free internet access to all things football has made everybody an expert. And you talk to them for 5 or 10 minutes and you figure out that they might be watching it, but they don't know what they're watching. So the article's a little bit funny, and it deals on the center position this year. So check that out tomorrow.
Okay. And Big G, what's up? What's up for you?
Man, I appreciate everybody rocking with the live chat. Tate, it was lit up. Right now, we up to about 90 likes. We had about 150 people watching us live, so we appreciate it, y'all. We lit up.
No, it's not. It's over 200 people watching.
It's 205.
Oh, we out there killing them. So it's lit up like a Christmas tree, man. Make sure y'all continue to get the algorithms. Make sure you swing on Fridays. Homies Podcast, me, Tate Boy Fresh. B-Dirt will be back in the building. All the fellas going on with the shenanigans on overtime as well. Sunday with the Know-It-Alls Podcast, which is now on Fans First Sports Network. We got a big guest coming with y'all real soon on, and I can say it, we're going to have a starting center from LSU. LSU basketball will be on the show with either this week or next week. The starting center for LSU will be on the Know-It-Alls Podcast on Sunday. So that's huge. So what you can check us then. You can check me and Andy P on the Level Up Podcast and me and Tate Boy Fresh on That's Rather Cavaliers, Cleveland Cavaliers Podcast. All on Fans First Sports Network.
Which the center for LSU, Will Baker.
Yep.
He's a 7-footer out of Texas.
Yeah, he confirmed. But,
Big G, I think we got to get out of here and do a Cavs podcast right now, man.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so we're about to transition from football to basketball.
Hey, one more thing.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Next week, we'll probably have another new writer for Steel Curtain Network come on and do a guest appearance again next week. Mm-hmm. It's a new guy. I ain't gonna say who yet.
Okay. So Shannon, we not gonna tell you what Big G was talking about at the beginning of the show then.
You gotta tell me that after the show.
But we're not gonna tell you after. You're not gonna tell us.
I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, okay.
Information for same time, man. Same time, man. Yep. Information for information, man. Same
all
time.
All right, everybody. Go ahead and hit that like. Hit that like one more time. We about to get out of here in about the next 10 seconds. Hit that like real fast. Thank you for joining us. Check out all the articles on the Steel Curtain Network. Check out all the different shows on the Steel Curtain Network YouTube channel. We appreciate you. And until next Wednesday, for the Pump Your Brakes cast, because you'll see me and Big G on Friday. Even though I might not stay on show, Big G, I got company coming.
Yep.
But we out. Peace.